Welcome to the Pregnancy Loss and Motherhood Podcast. My name is Valen Webb. I am your host. This is a space where grief healing and real motherhood collide. I'm a lost mom, a doula, and founder of Evelyn James & Company. This show is for the moms carrying invisible stories, the ones figuring out who they are now after loss in motherhood, in their relationships, in their bodies, in their dreams. Around here, we talk about grief, mental health, self-worth, marriage after loss, trusting yourself again, and building a life you actually want, not just one you survive. There's no pretending here, just truth, tools, and a whole lot of love. So take a breath. You're safe here. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Pregnancy Loss and Motherhood Podcast. I'm so happy to be here today. Today is October 2nd, and it marks the second day of our, October's Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. Another year. This has been my sixth year without Evelyn. For anybody who's new here, my daughter Evelyn was stillborn at 40 weeks and 5 days, July 20th, 2019. So I am a little farther in my journey than maybe some of you are, and that's okay. Everybody is welcome here. Every type of loss is welcome here. We want to support every single family's journey because they're all different. How are you doing? How are you doing on this, you know, the first few days of this month? It can be hard for a lot of people. It can be a really heavy month when you're constantly saying Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. Honor your baby, celebrate your baby, love your baby, share your story. It can feel really difficult to navigate. For some others, though, it's really exciting, and it gets to be a time for connection and collaborating with other lost moms and being able to share your story out loud. So wherever you are in it, if you are one of the people who are very overwhelmed by it, let me just give you a few words of advice or maybe tools you can, things you can do to support yourself. The first thing I would do is just unfollow any account that is triggering or activating for you. You can unfollow for like 30 days and then it'll automatically, or just mute so that you don't see their stories and stuff come up. And other than that, being very intentional about how you use social media. Social media is a great tool. It's a wonderful thing most of the time. But during awareness months, during times of great upheaval and things like that, it can be extra triggering and activating. And we may not realize it, but, you know, we click onto that app more times than we realize often. I am guilty of that, highly guilty of that. For the mamas and parents who, you know, get really excited about this time of year because we can really shine the light on Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. We can really shine the light on the fact that stillbirth is the leading cause of babies more than childhood cancer, more than SIDS or SIUDS. It's a new acronym for SIDS. Stillbirth is a crisis. It's a maternal health crisis. It's a family crisis. It's a human crisis. It's said to believe that a quarter of these deaths could be preventable. In my gut, if I would have been induced and given birth earlier, she would be here. She had no genetic abnormalities, no growth restrictions, no issues, very good pregnancy, but the placenta fell off too early. Like that's a partial placental abruption is what they thought, along with the cord accident. But she was fine until the 19th, the day before I gave birth to her. So we need to bring awareness so badly to this, you know, not only with our population declining, which I'm not getting into politics here. It's just like at a level we have to continue, you know, human population to make sure that we survive. And that, you know, there's everybody has their own beliefs about that, you know, along with, you know, not having enough resources and all those things. It doesn't happen all at once, right? It happens in trickles, and these trickles are happening. And a lot of these baby births, baby losses could be preventable with the proper education and with the proper knowledge when we're pregnant. I am pissed off that my daughter died because I wasn't knowledgeable in understanding what kicks really meant and how truly important it was to just go in if I felt something was off. Even if it was like a thought that crossed my mind, I should have gone in. So that's why this month is here, because there are a lot of babies that should be here that are not. And of course, nothing is ever 100% preventable just because there's so much we don't know. But if you're here listening to this and you've lost a dear, sweet baby, I'm so sorry. Know that you are loved. Your baby is so loved. I like to think of all of our babies being together in a communal, community in heaven. I mean, I don't necessarily subscribe to like religion and stuff, but having that picture, like our babies are together with our communal, like grandmas and mothers who are gone too soon, really makes my soul feel better. Especially with my grandmother being has gone now too. Thinking about her with Evelyn makes my heart feel so much lighter. Makes me cry though, because I wish both of them were here. But yeah, this month can have a lot of feelings, and that's fine. Just know that it is okay. However, you need to get through this month. Whatever that looks like for you is how it's meant to be, and how it will help you get through it. There's no right or wrong here. I would love for you guys, though, to let me know what you do this month. Do you celebrate? Do you honor your baby in a special way? Do you write letters to your baby every year? Do you light a candle on the 15th for the wave of light remembrance? I mean, if you're listening to this, leave a comment wherever you're listening, on Spotify or Apple or CastBox, wherever you're listening. Leave a comment and let me know. I love learning what other people do. Excuse me, guys. For my husband, he doesn't really pay. I would say, well, I don't think his social media feed is inundated with pregnancy and infant loss awareness stuff, so he doesn't know unless I tell him, like, this is, pregnancy and infant loss awareness month, blah, blah, blah. But for us, it's advocacy. For us, it's talking about her. For our family, it's lighting the candle on the 15th and saying prayers and wishes. Excuse me. Today, guys, I am driving on my way to work to my postpartum family. And don't worry, I'm completely safe. I have this little microphone that's clipped to my seatbelt. My phone is in the thing and I'm not looking at it. I'm just talking. But I realized with starting graduate school, like, I can't keep up with the podcast. I needed like a time where I'm alone, not with my four children. This was like the best idea. Anyway, another thing that I did this year, there's a nonprofit called Touch of Teddy. Elizabeth is mama. Teddy is her son that has passed. So she created this nonprofit, and every October she sends a free teddy bear ornament to every lost family that, applies to get one. Again, totally free, no shipping, nothing. But she also makes the cutest shirts and sweaters. So I ordered a Halloween one that says "Mom of Little Mama of Little Booze," something or something like that. Something really cutesy like that. But she did this option where we could put our babies on our sleeves. So like I did my living children and Evelyn in their birth order, and they all have a little caricature of little ghosts. And the boy has like a hat, I think, and the girl who has a bow, and then there's one for an angel baby. It has a halo around it. So very cute. I'm so excited to get that. But yeah, that's something you can get too. But just incorporating our non-living, our dead babies, our dead children into our everyday life, I think, is the most important thing that we can do. In the beginning, I did that, and then there was a period of time where I just had to put everything away. I felt a lot of guilt and shame around that, but I noticed myself sitting in it so much that I couldn't function. Having an altar downstairs and upstairs, I would just sit there and cry and be upset, and it was taking away from my two living daughters at the time. I didn't want to do that to them. So I kept my altar upstairs, but I just put everything away downstairs so that when I was with my girls, I could really just be with them and not go back to the fact that I was missing one of them. That doesn't mean like I hid my pain or my grief or anything, but for me, because of the loss of functioning, because I was so depressed about it, I really had to change something. So, that might be something you have to do sometimes. You may need to put the extra stuff away. I'm not saying everything. I still have my picture of Evelyn up in the house. Her urn is with me on my desk. So every time I record a podcast or I am working on a new project or program to help lost families, she's with me always. And she gets carried around by her brothers and sisters often. We talk about her. My 5-year-old son, Emmett, my friend has a baby. She's 8 months now, 8 months old. But he calls her Evelyn on accident, like every time we see her. And it's just like he catches himself and corrects him. He's like, baby Evelyn. I mean, I'm not going to say the name, but baby P, like initial P, not P. Her life is ingrained with her in it. She is woven in every piece of our life. A lot of times if we're traveling, she comes with us. We bring her with us. So there's a lot of ways that we can continue incorporating our sweet babies into our life. And although sometimes we may need to take a rest, we may need to take a vacation from our grief. I learned that phrase from a Grief Watch book. I can't remember the name of it. When your baby dies, like 100 things to do or something. I'll link it in the show notes. But taking a vacation from our grief, we have to be able to take time away from sitting in it, because ultimately that's how we start healing. And I'll never say we're 100% healed. I don't believe that. The healing journey is a continuous journey until the day we die. That's what I believe. Some years may be easier. Some years may be so hard. It feels like you're sitting in it again. And it fluctuates, and it's weird, and itself can be really frustrating and confusing. And it's like, oh, I thought we did so good last year. Like, what is going on with me? That's just grief, baby. That's just grief. But yeah, I just wanted to do a short episode on this month and, you know, what it means and what it can mean to us, how to deal with it, how to not deal with it. You are so loved. Every time I do an episode right before, I literally think to myself, I want to do the best episode that families need right now. Like, just out loud to my guardian angels, to God, universe, whoever is out there, just please help me land this episode to really help somebody. Like, I am very intentional about my episodes, my individual episodes. I am intentional about my guest episodes too, don't worry, but I'm here for you. I am here for you always. If you love this podcast, before we close out, I want to really ask a big favor that really helps me so much. But that is to please subscribe to the podcast and rate it. It really helps like bump up my podcast to be seen to others who may need it. And also, if you could just share this with one person, just share it on your social media. It doesn't have to be to anybody specific, or it can be if you know somebody who has lost a child, lost a baby, and they could really use a podcast that's real and raw and just like a best friend is what I wanted it to be. Please share it with them. So subscribe, share this with a friend. That is like two of the biggest things you could do. For me, I always want to be able to, this podcast will always be free. It takes a lot of time and effort. And so really, that's the best way you can help me if you're willing. I appreciate it so much. I love you so much. And I'm holding you through this month. And I will see you next time on the Pregnancy Loss and Motherhood Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Pregnancy Loss and Motherhood Podcast. Thank you for spending time with me today. If you want more support, you can come hang out with me on Instagram at Evelyn James & Co. That's where all the real talk continues. This is where you will see everything that our company does and what we can help you with. And we want to start sharing your stories. And don't forget to visit our shop, evelynjames.shop. We're adding beautiful intentional items every week for lost families and moms healing through motherhood. So until next time.